This week, President Bush called for manned missions to the moon by the year 2020. The last time men landed on the moon was December of 1972. And today we talked with one of the astronauts on that last Apollo 17 mission, Harrison Schmitt. He's now chairman of a company that supports funding space endeavors through private enterprise. 31 years ago, just after the lunar module Challenger touched down on the moon's surface, this is what the astronauts Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt had to say. Eugene Cernan is first.
Oh, man, look at that rock out there. Absolutely incredible. I think I can see the rim of Camelot. Where'd you land? You never let me look outside at all. Hey, you can see the boulder tracks. Okay, Gordy, we're standing by for your go. We're looking good on board.
Harrison Schmitt, you sound quite excited. You're on the moon, and you're looking outside for the first time.
Well, we were excited. It's after 7 years of continuous training, it's always nice to accomplish what you set out to accomplish.
When you got that first view out the window, you were complaining that you never got to look outside. But when you did, was it anything like what you expected to see?
As you can see, I obviously did not expect to be able to see from where we landed the tracks of boulders that had rolled down the side of the walls of this valley that we had landed in. The Valley of Tarsus Litro was really a magnificent place to be in. And the walls on either side were 7,000 feet above us. And they were in a reverse silhouette against a blacker-than-black sky with a brilliant sun, of course, shining behind us. So that all of that was new. You just, until you see it, you really don't know what to expect. Being there is the essential ingredient of the human experience, and it was no different on the moon. The black sky is probably the hardest thing to get used to. And then over the southwestern mountains, of course, is a beautiful blue marble that we call the Earth. And you can always look up and gaze back 250,000 miles and say, there's home.
Just before you got back into the module, the lunar module, you communicated back to Mission Control. Let's listen to a bit of what you had to say then. This is 1972.
This valley of history has seen mankind complete its first evolutionary steps into the universe, leaving the planet Earth and going forward into the universe. I think no more significant contribution has Apollo made to history. It's not often that you can foretell history, but I think we can in this case. And I think everybody ought to feel very proud of that fact.
You're saying there that this is a chance for you to be able to foretell history. What were you predicting would happen?
Well, I have felt ever since we really began Apollo, and certainly were successful in the first landing, that humankind would continue to move into the solar system to establish a permanent presence there. I guess the one thing I didn't realize at that time and was a bit naive about is that it would take us more than 31 years, to get to the point of where a president of the United States would say exactly that. I think all of my Apollo colleagues, feel like we had an extraordinary opportunity. A lot of luck played into those opportunities, really to be the equivalent of Lewis and Clark. The next phase is more like figuring out how to get the railroads and the settlers into space. Being established permanently on the moon makes available to the Earth energy resources that will be another one of the options that I firmly believe we will have to exercise in order to reduce and gradually eliminate our dependence on the use of fossil fuels as sources of energy.
I wonder if there's part of you, as one of this tiny group of people, just 12 of you who've actually been on the moon, is there part of you that resists any of this, that thinks, let's just leave it the way it is?
No, I really don't resist it. First of all, the moon's not going to change very much as a result of any kind of resource activities. They will be very modest compared to the total scale of the moon and what could be observed from Earth. Also, there is another philosophical aspect that once you have people settled on the moon, living there permanently, they're going to become more and more interested in having their own independence. And that idea of another evolution of free human beings working in another part of the solar system, I find very attractive.
And you think that'll happen?
I think it's inevitable once you have settlers that they are going to feel like they're tired of the of taxation without representation from the Earth, and they're going to look to their own resources and their own independence in order to govern themselves. And fortunately, at least for the Moon, they will have a economic base and lunar resources that will stand them in good stead.
Well, Harrison Schmidt, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. It's been a delight talking to you.
Harrison Schmidt, a member of the Apollo 17 mission in December 1972, the last time men landed on the moon.